I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're downtown yet again in yet another office. This time it's the office of Senna.
I'm Senna Marad Friedman, and what do I do in Toledo? Well, I'm the development director here at the Fair Housing Center. What I do in Toledo is I try to bring my best self forward every day.
It's telling that Senna gave two different answers to the question, what do you do here in Toledo? She answered professionally and then personally. And for most people, those answers are separate. What you're passionate about in your 9-to-5 may look different from what you do after 5 o'clock rolls around. For Senna, her professional and personal life share a lot in common, but we'll start with the professional side first, with her work at the Fair Housing Center.
We fight discrimination in housing. And it's interesting because it's all aspects of home, if you will. It could be I went to go rent an apartment, and when I showed up with my two kids, it was already rented, but the sign is still there 2 weeks later. It could be I ask a realtor to take me to a certain neighborhood, and they don't because I have an accent or a different type of dialect. They just don't return my call. I need a designated parking space. And I get told, well, no, we're not going to put shower grab bars for you in the shower. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do those things. If you need those things, you should be in a nursing home.
And those are all examples of real complaints. Majority of the time, the Fair Housing Center receives these complaints via phone call. And from there, the organization can help clarify for the individual if it is a landlord-tenant issue or if legal action can be taken. Although Senna would probably enjoy having a closer, more hands-on experience with helping each individual seek justice for their home space, her expertise lies in telling the story of the Fair Housing Center, meeting with donors, raising money, but in the end, it all helps support the main goal of the Fair Housing Center.
Yeah, that's why I love what we do, because I feel like home should be sanctioned. It's hallowed ground. It is where you should feel the absolute safest if you're a renter, a buyer, owner, whatever. That is your space.
Senna hasn't always had the opportunity to connect her humanitarian spirit with her profession. Before her work at the Fair Housing Center, Senna sold TV advertisements for WNWO Network. But even then, she said her love for people seemed to follow her around.
Well, you know, it followed me in the sense of I've always helped people any way I can. You know, and as you get older, you become a little more prudent. And you realize there are some people who, you know, are best left where they're at. And so it's interesting. What I found the most profound is as you help others, you learn more about you. It set me on the pursuit of being the best person I can be.
This path was set at a young age, when Senna was about 12 years old. She was in the car with her mom as they drove around downtown Toledo.
During this time, the downtown was, you know, had prostitutes on the street and stuff. And I can remember one day looking at a girl in some pink hot pants and stilettos, and this is going to show my age, and a sequin tube top in the middle of the day. And I was like, Mom, would you look at her? My mom slammed on the brakes, pulled over as soon as she could, put the car in park and turned and looked at me. And she said, do you realize you just spoke ill of somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, somebody's sister, somebody's best friend? How do you feel about that? You judged her. And I just looked and I said, I did do that. Like, I couldn't, yeah, I did do that, Mom. I didn't know that what that was that I just did, but she, like, identified it. And she wasn't, like, mean or nasty. She was just mirroring to me what I had just done and then asked me how I felt about that. And if that's who I am, the core, is this who you are?
It's a tough question to answer, especially at the age of 12, but for Senna, it marked the beginning of a daily challenge, one that she mentioned at the beginning of this episode, to bring her best self forward every day, not only for herself, but for the people she meets here in Toledo.
Yeah. I feel like, well, when I go out and I meet with donors or potential donors, or when I'm asking for a sponsorship or anything, I'm doing it on behalf of humanity that live here in Toledo. So I just show up. That's all I do. I mean, it's not hard. It's not extraordinary in any way. You know, you just be your best authentic self and you give the best you have to give, because we can't give what we don't already have. So I do a lot. I've done a lot of homework on me so that I have stuff to give.
That just about wraps up this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. But before you go, here are Senna's choices for the next episode.
Michael Marsh, as I mentioned earlier, our president and CEO. Mark Folk, Rhonda Sewell, and Diana Patton. They are community leaders in the truest of sense.
You'll have to tune in to find out who I pick. But for now, I'm Haley Taylor. And thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.